Good morning and welcome to the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And I'm drinking my coffee, I'm enjoying breakfast blend. I want to wish everyone a happy Tuesday. Thank you for joining me today on this special episode of the Daily with Syl Stein. The reason it's special is because I'm going to be speaking about Broadway today. It's all about Broadway, the cancel culture, and how about just trying to be happy for people. And that's all I'm trying to say in this special episode of the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. So we'll be right back so we can get started. And happy, happy Tuesday, everyone. Welcome to the Daily with Syl Stein. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I'm drinking my breakfast blend with my cup of white. Hello. I hope everyone's having a good start to their Tuesday. I wanted to go ahead and talk about Broadway. I've always loved Broadway, but I'm going to speak about the Funny Girl musical today. But I have always been a musical, theater, play, everything fan, always, since I was a kid. And I remember seeing Cinderella as a kid. I got to see that at Camille Playhouse back home through school. And, you know, I just love Broadway. My mother used to watch the old movies and musicals, especially with Barbra Streisand. And then, of course, we have Sondheim, Into the Woods, West Side Story, Company, so many. And then, you know, Chorus Line and all these different ones. And I've been very fortunate to be able to have seen Wicked when it came here to North Carolina, thanks to my husband, my wonderful husband, who has taken me to see Wicked and Waitress for anniversary or surprises. He's wonderful. Shout out to my husband, Jeremy. And of course, I got to see other various plays and musicals throughout my time. You know, through school, I got to see Mary Poppins with my son in middle school. And there's been plays I've seen in high school that the kids have done. And of course, other plays back home that I got to see. And then my son and I, when we went to New York, thanks to his middle school field trip in theater, I got to go see it to New York, and we got to see the play King Kong, which was really, really good. And so there's been various plays. So I just love Broadway, but I've always loved Funny Girl. Barbra Streisand, obviously. You know, I believe she won an Oscar with that role, playing Fanny Bryce, and the iconic Fanny Bryce. And she, you know, she surpassed everything that, you know, she should ever, you know, she's done so magnificently with that role. So, of course, when my friend Amy, as I've spoken to about before, may she rest in peace. She passed away in 2020, unfortunately. She got me turned on to Glee. For those of you that are familiar with the show Glee, and I became a big Gleek, as they say. You know, I love the music, especially because they brought a lot of musical theater to the show, and a lot of songs that, you know, and they mixed contemporary with old school, and the kids and the Mr. Schuster or Matthew Morrison, who is mostly Broadway stars, were cast in that role. If you notice, a lot of Matthew Morrison, Lea Michele, they even had Carol Burnett, Jane Lynch, who they've been on, you know, been on Broadway, and Kristen Chenoweth has done roles, who played Glinda, the original Wicked, when it started. Idina Menzel was who played Rachel's mom. Jonathan Groff, him and Lea Michele come from Spring Awakening. And of course, you had the newcomers who also did amazing, but there was a lot of Broadway stars. And the reason I bring this up is because yesterday I was just so thrilled when they announced that Lea Michele has been cast to play Fanny Brice on Broadway starting in September, which for me felt like a redemption because I've always thought she belonged in that role to begin with. If anybody should play that role, that's just me. And among other Lea fans, you know, I've always thought she'd be the perfect person to embody, you know, Fanny Brice. Because her character, Rachel Berry, which is a different character, I don't know why they always mistake Rachel Berry with Lea Michele. She played that role, but Lea Michele's a different person as to her character on Glee, Rachel Berry. And, you know, I always thought, well, she's the perfect role for that. And it didn't go to her. It went to Beanie Feldstein. And Feldstein, she's Jonah Hill's sister, but she's, you know, a great actress in her own right. She's done, you know, Booksmart and a bunch of movie roles. She's been, you know, she's an amazing actress. And also she did in The Impeachment with the Ryan Murphy show, and she was wonderful in it. She played Monica Lewinsky, and she's, you know, she's done amazing roles. And when they cast her, you know, Lea Michele was the first person to congratulate her, even though Beanie says they didn't know each other, even though the Twitterverse was kind of mocking, you know, the young, you know, I stay off Twitter. That's just my own thing. You know, and they were mocking her for not getting the role and this and this. What, I was just happy that they gave her the role. And I was very, very just thrilled for it. And we don't know the circumstances. We do know that they had already announced, even before Lea Michele was cast, that there were that Beanie would be vacating the role. I don't know what happened or what direction or why it changed. I do know that this was already arranged, even though people try to pit it and, oh, they fired her. And some stories say because of Lea and this and that. People will always have a story to tell that's not true. And that's the main reason I wanted to do this podcast today. I, for one, am happy that Lea Michele is playing Fanny Brice. Everyone has a right to their opinion. I'm not saying you don't. However, this cancel culture, especially with women and the way they get pitted against each other and say negative things. I'm not defending, you know, everyone has, you know, done wrong. I'm not saying that they didn't. But when allegations are made a couple of years ago, I think in 2020, and things were stirred and people got dragged, like Lea Michele got accused of her behavior and this and that. The problem with that is that it already got said what was said. And then the same people that brought it up the first time bring it up again just because she got a lead role. And I think that's wrong. And no matter what color, race, creed, whatever it is, I believe that you're not really helping your case when you're the one coming out attacking only when it's convenient for you. That's the way it looks for me. And I'm not saying that things didn't happen to you and that one actress that kept saying all these things, I'm not saying it didn't. But the fact that you keep stirring it up just to it's kind of like you're trying to get attention more for that than what you've done. It's in two, almost when it came out, Glee came out, you had nothing to say, and then you did, and then that, you know, and then an apology was made, whether you liked it or not, an apology was made. Lea had to deal with her own consequences, a lot of hatred, a lot of things. She stayed off social media, people were being very mean on Twitter and stuff, and then now again. And those that claim not to be envious of her, that they're leading their lives, they jump into the trying to attack. That's not helping you or anyone. I am sorry. I am a Latina, just a Mexican-American Latina, and I uplift my sisters. I uplift, regardless of mistakes, there's been people in my family that, as Ryan Murphy mentioned once, that as a family, people don't always get along. And boys fought on the show too, but you only hear about the women. And she's had people stand up for her also that have said differently. And she's worked with other companies. And you may not always get along with those people. And that's why, we, you know, people are young, they learn. And maybe she did or she didn't. But I believe there's always two sides to every story. And the fact that she didn't come out and say, oh no, you said, she came out and owned it. Whether people appreciated her apology or not, she didn't deny it. She didn't say it was true or not. She just said, I'm sorry. This is not me. This is not who I want to be. And you leave it at that. And this cancel culture for me is getting ridiculous. And I say it, I normally don't get involved in these things. There's far more things to worry about in the world. But politically, I don't get involved. I make my comments on my own. Those are my comments. But I don't bring it up on my shows or stuff like that. But Lea Michele is has worked hard in being a Broadway star, a singer. She's worked her butt off since she was 8 years old. And the discipline that Broadway stars has is very, very different. You can tell that it's more serious. And even Naya Rivera, may she rest in peace. Not to take away from Naya Rivera and her family and the grief that they feel, because it's been 2 years now. So we definitely are missing her. They didn't get along, but she did say that Lea was just more serious. You know, maybe there was jealousy, whatever it was, because they were so similar. But she even said she was just more serious than I was. I was more of a, you know, jokester kid, you know. And likes to joke around or whatever it is. Everyone's different. I have sisters that are more quieter. I'm the louder one. And some people, and just because they're quiet doesn't mean it's anything bad. But I just wanted to say, for me personally, I'm very happy she got cast as Fanny Brice. I'm very, very, because Amy and I used to, like I said, my friend Amy, who passed away in 2020, she got me into the show Glee. I never watched it before she came to our house, because I had babies. Especially when you have small children, it's kind of hard. And she introduced me to the music and she said, oh, you're going to love it. Left me her little iPod shuffle, I think it was. And let me keep that. And I played the music. And then I started watching season 2. But before that, I went back and watched season 1, because my husband had gotten me the DVD to watch it on the Wii at the time, because we didn't have the kids. I think he had a Wii, and we put a, you know, it allowed us to watch the, like, the videos in there. And so I started watching Glee, and then I got hooked, and then I was more hooked than her. But I always thought Lea Michele has embodied a great performer. Lover or not, you know, there's a lot of people that don't, but I, you know, there's a lot of people that do. But the fact that she got cast, and, you know, people are embracing the casting and then making up stories she can't read. Please go to Live with Andy Cohen on Bravo. She came out to clear up those, debunk those rumors. Of course, she can read. It's a myth. People come up with the worst things on social media. And I get it. People are always going to have an opinion, and you get to have it. Yes, you do. But I'm just saying that this cancel culture, or pitting people because of race, creed, or whatever, I'm not saying those things don't exist, but I've seen a lot of where there's a lot of diversity in shows. There's a lot of different things. I'm a Latina myself, and I think we're all part of the human race, and I also believe that people should be valued for talent as well. And my own opinion of it is that a lot of people can be good actresses. That doesn't mean they're great performers on Broadway. And I'm not taking away from Beanie Feldstein's performance. She may have been wonderful. But I believe that Lea is going to do a magnificent job. this is the role that I believe she, besides doing her breakout role on Spring Awakening and her other Broadway shows, and then Glee as Rachel Berry, or Rachel Barbara Berry, I think that this role that she will be playing on Broadway is going to be fundamental and amazing, and I hope there's more roles for her to come. And there's many roles to share. You know, just like everyone says, oh, there's no diversity. There's been a lot of movie castings now that have opened up diversity. Many, many different people of different races are playing those roles. So let's share and be merry and try to, you know, uplift each other as women instead of knocking each other down. Those are my own opinions on this whole, cancel culture. And you're going to believe what you're going to believe. I'm not going to be arguing with you. And I have a small podcast. It's not like it's a million followers, but I love sharing my own take on things. And I believe that Glee was a fundamental show with all the actors that came out and the mistakes that were made, or people got hurt or not. You know, this is why we grow. It's like Ryan Murphy has said, they were a big family. Families don't always get along. And there's been people that have come out and said there's their thing. Move on and live your life. And I'm sorry if that happened to you or not. All one can do is apologize and change. That's all. And people need to allow those people to change. If men get that chance, I don't understand why women can't. And as women, we need to uplift each other. Whether you like it or not, whether you agree or not, I'm just stating my own point of view on this. I am so proud that Lea Michele will be on Broadway. I really love how people are embracing her as well. There's a lot of hating, but there's a lot of also positivity. And I hope she stays positive regardless of the haters, because haters are always gonna exist. Like Taylor Swift's song says, haters gonna hate. And I'm just gonna shake it off. Just shake it off. Have faith, believe in yourself, and do your best. And do amazing, Lea, and also Tova, and all the amazing cast of the Funny Girl cast. And best wishes to Beanie Fettelstein, and Jane Lynch. I'm sure she'll get another role. And stop making up stories. Lea Michele and Rachel Berry are different people. Lea played the character of Rachel Berry. And everyone just needs to stop. And all this hating and all this, grow up. Do your own thing. If you're hurt, create your own musical or do your own roles and work hard and keep trying to make changes that are positive, not just attacking. By you attacking, that doesn't make you, seem like you want to grow. It just seems like you just want to attack people and kick them. And maybe that's the way you roll, or that's the way that you want to do things. But I don't believe that's going to accomplish much other than just more anger. You have to kind of look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, I'm going to move forward from this. I'm going to work hard and show my talent and display it this way. And that's the way everyone, gets to do their stuff. And, that's what I advise for anyone. It's like me with writing. There's many authors, and I appreciate them all. I believe everyone has nonfiction, nonfiction, poetry, whatever it is that you want to write, write it and keep doing it. And your podcasts, they're all different, and people have other things to share, and that's amazing. But like I say, I love Broadway. I'm always going to love it. From Smash to, like I said, on the show, they've made up Bombshell and The Hit List and Glee, who had, musicals like as she says, Jane Austen sings, Rachel Berry playing that, later in the future, to real, like shows that you see like Wicked, Company, Into the Woods. And I love the new casting on Into the Woods. And Sarah Bareilles, congratulations to you on that big, on that awesome role, and all the cast of Into the Woods. And like I said, there's so many great people out there, from West Side Story, you know, and the movie was amazing, and the casting was amazing, and you know, and it's just like I said, everyone should be happy with the changes that are being made every day. But we also need to learn to uplift and stop the hating and just congratulate. Because like I said, you know, there's so many great musicals, so many great performers. Liza Minnelli, who did Cabaret, to, you know, so many others. I just had her name, of course, Patti LuPone. Who can forget her? You know, she's done Company. She's done many, many, many roles. And of course, Patti LuPone was named numerously during Glee, and she even came out on Glee. And there's many other performers that have done amazing roles, and from men and women. And look at Andrew Garfield, and you know, his astonishing performance in Tick, Tick, Boom. And, you know, and it was just, like I said, you know, there's so many others that have performed well. Matthew Morrison, you know, came from Broadway, doing Hairspray, among others. And there's many, many, Jonathan Groff, who did Spring Awakening, and he's just amazing. Skylar Astin, he's also from Spring Awakening. There's so many others. And then, of course, there's the cast of Hamilton, Lin-Manuel, and all he's accomplished. With all the people, Leslie, all these great performers that have been, I'm getting tongue-tied onto all of the great actors on the show, and I'll be right back so I can name them correctly, because I'm getting tongue-tied because I'm naming so many roles here, but we'll be right back with a wrap-up. Now we're back to the wrap-up of the Daily with Silstein, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. Thank you for joining me on this special episode of the Dailies, talking about Broadway, mostly Funny Girl, and you know, this cancel culture. I'm just being happy for others. But I wanted to say, like I was mentioning, the amazing cast of Hamilton with Lin-Manuel Miranda, who was the writer, director, everything, lyricist, besides his Encanto performance. And the casting of Jonathan Groff was in that. Leslie Odom Jr., who's also in Smash. Philippa Soon. And so many other great performances from Hamilton. And many, many, many others. And yes, people need to work more on culturally opening the doors for more, you know, diversity in roles in general. But I believe that Funny Girl with Lea Michele is going to do amazing. And let's stop all this rumor and hating and start uplifting one another. And yes, if mistakes were done, people get to show that they can come from that and work on that and be better. And that's what we as humans have to do in general. Treat others as we would like to be treated. Work on treating people better and working on that. And I pray that that's what happens, because we need to spread kindness. But like I said, thank you for joining me on The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I'm going to go back to my book on Amy Peters, the writer's devotional, on the next show. But I wanted to make sure to do this show today just to kind of change it up a bit and talk about why this is important. And if you agree or disagree, it's everyone has a right to their opinion. I don't disrespect your opinion. I'm just not going to have, I'm not going to be on getting into a shouting match with anyone. This is my platform on the show, and I'm just stating my own take on it and what I believe. And I'm just very grateful that, you know, that I have this platform on the Daily with Silstein to say that. And like I said, you know, love it or hate it, everyone has a right to their opinion. Sometimes opinions get really twisted and are not allowed, but you know, you can't have one side if you don't have the other. That's all I'm saying. And That's why I stay away from Twitter. I don't believe it. It allows us to post what we want. Only certain people get flagged, others don't. That's a topic for another day. But like I said, you know, I just wanted to say that. And congratulations, Lea Michele, on being cast as Fanny Bryce. I know you're going to do amazing, along with the entire cast of Funny Girl, wherever it may go. And wishing best wishes to everyone. Have a great one, and just learn to be kinder and of one another without, you know, resorting to, you know, being, you know, angry or bothered. You know, as like I said, women, we need to uplift each other. Whether we always agree or not, we need to allow people to change. Give everyone a chance. Give peace a chance. You know, sometimes that's all we got to do instead of trying to tear each other up. All right. Or tear each other apart when men do it too. And you never really hear of it. And that needs to change because we need to stop this cancel culture. People aren't perfect. And in some cases, yes, it's hard to change it. But I believe that there's redemption and we should allow it. And it's already been 2 years that this was addressed, almost 3 years. And we need to move forward and deal with what's coming up in the future and not dwell on those things. That's how we move forward. Do it for yourselves. That's very therapeutic also. Have a good one. And especially being in a family where there was always conflict for me, we learned to move forward many years ago. Otherwise, I couldn't be the person I am today. And anyway, so, but on another note, I also want to extend prayers out to my friend and her husband who's not feeling well today. Extending prayers, sending them to you, my sister. Love you and God bless you. Take care and thank you for joining me on The Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM. I'm hopefully going to have my newsletter for August. Thanks to the amazing PAs, Samantha Socorso and Tara James. I hope you have a blessed one. And I was so happy to hear about Hannah and the news about Hannah, Samantha. Wishing her all the best as well. Everyone take care and thank you for joining me again on The Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. Thank you for joining me. Have a great, great rest of your Tuesday.